I use environmental arrangement to show which toys are available or not available and make sure that anything visible is accessible and available upon appropriate requests. Everything else will be out of sight, so there's nothing tempting or to promote problem behaviors. We let the children know through the environment what their expectations are. This is an activity where we'll sit at the table, or we'll put circles on the carpet where they'll sit during story time. We'll use the green squares on the floor to signify where they'll stand to line up. That lets them know where to be, and therefore they're successful in their environment. The environment's always set up where there's free play going on, as well as one to two other activities, so that children have the opportunity to choose within their environment where they can be the most successful at a given time. I don't put any materials out that I'm not going to let them use, and so I don't limit in that way. In the past, I've used a choice board where there's four pieces of Velcro and the children have their own owls, and that will tell them that four people can be at a given center. And that works well. In our new setup, I don't have to limit because I always have enough choices open, and I make sure that there are enough activities going on.